is God. What a perfect confirmation of what the Lord is speaking to us about. For on Wednesday night, we talked about the obvious, as we have begun a couple of months ago, discussing standing upright on our feet. How Paul said to the crippled man who had faith to be healed, stand upright on your feet, and that crippled man stood up, and he not only stood up, but he walked. And he kept going. And we see time after time when Jesus would heal people or deliver them, and they would want to go with him, and he'd say, you go and you tell the people around you. And the Lord speaking to us about the obvious thing that is going to release, manifest, and accelerate the things of the kingdom of God. And the obvious thing is the very thing that got us into the kingdom in the first time, prayer. And that prayer was first prayed by Jesus. He prayed for us. He prayed for us. He didn't pray just for those that were there in John 17 at the time with him. He said he prayed for all of those who would believe because of what they said. And our brother brings us a mission from the West, makes it more clear, more obvious, of just what kind of things that the enemy has people bound up in, and of our need to not sit here in the middle of the country where we are pretty well protected and where we can freely worship the Lord and praise the Lord and declare that He is God and He alone is perfect and wonderful, that we need to be reminded and we need to be determined that we will pray, because we know that our prayers go on and on and on and on and on and on. We need to take confidence in the fact that we know that the Lord hears our prayers. It is though the Lord set us in a little oasis where He has a hedge around us to protect us so that we can pray and it can go out. I've had internet emails from people who have asked for prayer, and we prayed for them. And on the other side of the world, the prayers have been answered. And that's not to say, oh boy, aren't we something, but it's to say that God hears our prayers. So we need to become confident in those, and we need to be more determined to do that, in that the obvious thing to do is pray. And to realize that prayer is, yes, sometimes long and hard, and sometimes just short and sweet, but the important thing is that we keep the communication going with God. That we don't worry about anything, but we pray about everything. Then when we hear something like this, we say, hallelujah. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm so excited about that vision or that revelation that God gave me, or that application that God gave me of how at a football game, the home team, the crowd yells so loud that the enemy can't act. That if we will pray, that the angels of heaven, that the power of those prayers will be magnified until the enemy is calling a timeout. So the great things happen. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all of these other things will be added unto us. We are the righteousness of God that is in Christ Jesus. And when we pray, God hears us. He said, when you call, I'll answer. When you seek me, you'll find me. He said, all you have to do is ask of me and I'll give the nations. The obviousness of the godlessness out there has got to be a billboard to people who have a little of God, but not the power thereof, to say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Are we really going to let them advertise such things? Are we really going to stand idly by and let them declare that like it doesn't matter? When Christmas season comes around, they'll have the Oh, Lord, where are we going? They'll have the miracle of whatever that street was, where they have the thing where they're trying to prove that there is a Santa Claus. And the final thing about the proving that there is a Santa Claus is that they have stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of letters written to Santa Claus. And since the United States Post Office delivers them, then it must be true. Because the people rose up because they didn't want the children robbed. If they, for goodness sakes, can stand up because they don't want the children robbed there, then can't the body of Christ stand up and have there be stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of mail that proves there is a God? That for every billboard that is up, there'll be 100,000 people that'll drive by and say, "Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. There is a God, and He's an awesome God." If there's a way for something like that to just tip over without hurting anyone, just tip it over, Lord, like You did the gods of the heathens in the Old Testament. Just let people drive by and see it poop. So, Romans chapter 12. We'll just start with the first verse because it's good. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." It's a reasonable service. You know all about that. You've heard this verse. You may have it committed to memory. You may not have it committed to memory. Had I not told you where it was, some of you would have known where it was. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." All you have to do is not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will prove what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Your life will be a light shining on a hill, proving what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is that you would prosper and be in health even as your souls prosper. That you would be healthy, that you would be wealthy, that you would be protected, and that you would be a protector. That you would be a picture of the kingdom of God. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus said, when you pray, say this. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. That's good. "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt for each one a measure of faith." You've got a measure. Say, "I've got a measure.
I've got a measure.
I've got what it takes."
I've got what it takes.
Amen. Okay, that's you. That's good people. That's smart people that say smart things. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We will never get to the message if I keep reading every scripture, so we're going to go down. "Let love be without hypocrisy," verse 9. "Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." There's a whole message there. "Be kindly, affectionate to one another, with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep." We'll stop at the prayer. Praying. Praying. Fervent in prayer. Convinced that prayer works. When we're convinced that it works, we'll pray. When we're convinced that it works, we'll be able to pray without ceasing. Not like this, not on our face, not 19 times to, at 4 different times of the day or whatever the thing is. Not like that, but like everywhere we go, in everything. Giving thanks to the Lord. Petitioning the Lord. Encouraging the Lord. "Oh, you're doing a great job there, Lord. Keep it up, Lord." I think He likes encouragement. Why wouldn't He? If he didn't like encouragement, why would He tell us to encourage others? Just a thought. So, the story, the lesson from the hedge. Because yesterday I had decided that I wanted to take a hedge down that I didn't want to trim. I just wanted to take it down. Now, it'll come back a little bit, but it won't bother me when I'm mowing. It's small now. But when I started it, I questioned the sanity of the idea. Because it wasn't a nice lilac hedge that they're a little bit, you know, accommodating. But it was something else. I don't know what it was. I just know that I got there, I took my little snips, I snipped one, and it didn't care. It was still there. Well, I pulled and tugged and jerked, and I pulled that one out, and I thought, this is going to be a process. So then I decided, okay, I will snip more than one at a time. Well, I snipped more than one at a time and then tried to pull them all out, and it was more of a process. Because obviously, they had a greater hold with more of them. And so I said to myself, self, let's just wait till spring. We'll trim this thing and it'll be fine. But then myself said, you don't want to trim it in the spring. It'll be easier to clean up if it's all in big pieces. Yes, I have interesting conversations. The Lord wanted me to go on, I believe. Well, now some of you will say, well, no wonder, dummy, because I didn't really start on an end. I just went in and started cutting. I figured I'll cut this thing, get it out. Well, after I figured out that wasn't going to work so well, I moved to the end one, the one on the edge, and I started on it, but I discovered the same thing happened. You clip them, they still just hang in there. You clip some more, and they're still hanging in there. Then some of them, you get to the middle part, the part that's holding all of those together. It's a little bigger, and it doesn't want to slip so easy, but most of them I was able to get, because, of, you know, if you've ever used a tree saw, tree saws and bushes, they'll frustrate you. So I didn't bother to even take a saw with me. I was snipping it. But I discovered that even if I would snip all of them, snip the big one, and then go to pull it out, guess what? The one next to it was still holding on to it. They were so entwined. And as I thought about how entwined they were, that was when the Lord began to speak to me about how, as a body of Christ, and how prayer entwines us. So that when we pray for one another, okay, somebody gets snipped. Somebody gets, you know, cut off, and they're losing their hope and they're losing their faith. They still don't fall down. Because the rest are holding them up. Because the prayers are holding them up. And the prayers aren't going to let them just go in a moment. They're going to keep holding on to them. And then, when you do get to those that won't come down so easily, when I got all of them finally laying on the ground, I had a few of these little places where there were stumps sticking up because they were just too big for my little snippers. Now I could get at them with the saw. And I got to them. But even then, they weren't exactly easy to get off even with the saw because they're so gnarly and they don't know which direction they're going. And so when you go to saw them, they'll press against you. What? Kick them! Bust them off, and I didn't care how they were cut off as long as they got done, and I got that all done. And as I did that part, I recognized something, and that is that in the same way that we hold one another together, the enemy holds his group together. And unfortunately, sometimes the enemy fights against us better than we fight for us. And so that sometimes there are those people who are entwined in darkness, and the light that they have is darkness, and because even what light they have is darkness, they are so entwined in that that they just are not easily pulled out. Now another thing that was obvious was when I was getting to these things, I discovered I would snip them and snip them and snip them and snip them. There were some parts of these bushes that were totally dead. But they were still standing with everybody else. Because those that were alive wouldn't let them lay down. And I was reminded that, you know, there may be people who seem to be twice dead, plucked up by the roots, but our prayers can still at least hold them in place. And even though in the bushes, they aren't going to come back to life. in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God, if you're surrounded by enough life, you may just come back to life. There's a biblical proof of that. Remember some of the prophets that were buried? And they buried somebody on top of them, and they came to life. The Word of God was still alive in that prophet. And the Word of God raised them up. The power of God doesn't quit. The power of God doesn't die. Just like the power of your prayers does not die. Your prayers keep going and going. And if we would be encouraged by how our prayers keep going and how our praise keeps going, we would keep praying and keep praising. Because you see, there was no easy removal of any of those branches. Not one. There was not one that fell out. Not one. Even the new growth, the new shoots that had come up during the summer, and they were sticking up into the hedge, and they were easy to cut, and you would think they would just fall out. Oh no, somebody was holding on to them. That reminds me of the fact that there are sometimes people are new Christians, and our prayers can hold them up. Our prayers can hold them up. We may not be able to get our hands on them ourselves, but our prayers hold them up. Your prayers can hold up just by, if we just all agree that every new believer would be upheld by prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. It'll do something. Amen. Really, it will do something. We just did something. If you agree to that, we just did something. We just wrapped our arms around them and got a good hold on them so that, you know, no matter what, if somebody comes along and tries to clip them off, there will still be something holding them. There will still be a revelation of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ still holding them. Still working on them. And so just like in a part of the country where you know, the reprobates seem to have risen above the whole thing, you know? Well, I believe that that's just going to cause the people who have a little faith to say, enough is enough. We're not going to stand for that. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to get praise going that can't be stopped. We're going to get praise going that is so deafening that the enemy has to call time out because he can't run his play. You know, sometimes you hear about people, you hear a testimony about someone who was going to do something. I believe that happened in my life. There were times when there would be the war going on in my life and I would be going to the refrigerator to continue to drink and get ready for Bible study, and I would leave the refrigerator with a 7-Up, and I would look at the 7-Up and go, what in the world is going on? Well, you see, there was such a tumult of prayer somewhere that the enemy was confused. And he had to call time out. And while he called time out, I heard somebody say, take a 7-Up, you don't need another beer. Now, I didn't hear somebody say nothing. But for something, there was a confusion there because I came away with the wrong thing. It was a stoppage of the enemy's plan. Wouldn't you like to stop the enemy's plan? Wouldn't you like to just imagine that you are one who is wrapping up people and having them so entwined that even if somebody tries to cut them off at the roots, they can't get them down? They can't get them out? And even though those bushes are not going to grow back, well, the roots are going to grow back up, I have no doubt about that. But the pieces that I hauled out to the dump and the ones that are still laying there in the yard, they aren't going to take root. But in the kingdom of God, that's not how it works, because God is greater than all that. Because God is able. As long as we keep them wrapped up, as long as we keep praying, as long as we keep holding them up, there's hope. Didn't we just read something about hope? Didn't we just read something about that, about having hope? Maybe not. I probably read it somewhere else. But the fact is, keep your hope up. Hope maketh not ashamed when the hope is in the Lord, when we have confidence in the Lord, when we're trusting in the Lord. wrap people in. Pray for one another in the body of Christ. Pray for one another in your own church family, but not just your church family, but those outside the church family. Those who have gone and who have moved away. Mike and Roseanne, they became a part of this body. Going to Washington don't make any difference. They're prayed for. People who have been in this body and they're elsewhere, that's all right. They're still entwined in the kingdom of God. They're still to be prayed for. And sometimes you might be holding up a dead one. But that's okay, because you can breathe life back into them by your prayers. By simply asking. Just ask of me, God said, and I'll give the nations. It's not so much that you have to pray for hours, but you need to be willing to pray for hours. If the Lord calls you to it, but if the Lord calls you to it, the hours will pass. It'll just pass. And it will be as though you just began. You may be slain in the spirit while you're praying. Or you could even fall asleep. But even your position, even where you were when you headed that direction, will be continuing to manifest. Continuing to wrap things up so that they can't be torn down. It was absolutely amazing. The tiniest. A little thing that big around, when I would clip it off to try to get that out of the way it was wrapped up in their heads, I'd be jerking like crazy and never did fall down. Thank you, Lord, for that. I forgot. I never even thought about that, but I never did end up on my backside. But boy, I'll tell you what, the tiniest thing was held so tight by the rest. And everything that was holding everything together, all of those that were holding on, they weren't great and mighty. They were just part. They had just grown up out of the stump, out of the branch. Branches out of the branch, that's what we are. We've just grown up out of Jesus. We don't need to be thinking of ourselves more highly than we are, but we've each been given a measure. We're part of it. He's the stump holding it all together. But when all of the branches were off, the stump there was easy access to. When all of your prayers cease, there's easy access to you. Because not only does prayer wrap others up, but prayer keeps you apart. A part of, not apart from, but a part of. Your prayer keeps you wrapped up in it.
Amen.
Your prayer keeps you from being a shoot that runs out into the middle of the earth. Forgive me, I may have lied. Because of the simple fact that there were a couple of places where one had shot clear out into the grass and was easy prey. Most of the time, the mower got those. But you know, the thing about these bushes, the reason that they ended up getting all taken down in the first place was because when I first started mowing that yard, they behaved themselves. They were back where they belonged. But as they grew, they began to stick out and they would catch my hand and they would turn off the throttle on my lawnmower as I would go past them, and they tore off my watch once. That was when I began to be a little disturbed with those branches in the first place. But you see, as they grew out, they did damage. As we grow out in our faith, guess what? We do damage. And I don't care if I knock the devil off of his watch. But there were some little shoots that maybe got tired of being under the shade of the rest of the hedge and didn't want to grow up and get entwined, and so they went off on their own and they were easy prey. They didn't want to be a part of that. Now, so it may just be that we need to pray on those kind of things too. But those were the only ones that weren't being held on by anything. And there weren't very many of them, so they were mostly the bushes were smarter. They mostly stayed in where they could be protected and where they could be wrapped up rather than being easy prey. Well, then that reminds us we need to pray for those that are easy prey. And we need to realize that those that are easy prey, they need more prayer. Because they are being attacked and they are miserable and they are having to fight because the light doesn't leave. The Spirit of God continues to work. Someone close to me brought a book, and the book was a book for doubters. And it was a book, it was like an encouragement to don't give up on your doubting. I just laughed. I didn't see if Vicki told me about it. I said, man, oh man, have you ever heard anything so stupid in your life? But remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a message about that they talking about how they refuse to hear the Word of God. They put in so much effort to not hear the Word of God. And if those prayers start to bother them, well, there's a book for that too. Don't give up, you can keep doubting. Isn't that funny? I think that's funny. I think that that's close to a timeout. I think that that's close to the enemy being so confused. I mean, can you imagine that? People buying a book. I'm about to quit doubting. Is there something that will encourage me in my doubt? How can you be so stupid and still breathe? Huh? Isn't that something? That's like a bush trying to grow up in the middle of the yard. Somebody's going to kill that in a hurry. Right? So it's all good news. It's all good news. When we look at it from the standpoint of he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. When you look at it from the standpoint of your prayers are powerful. And you can accomplish great things and all you got to do is talk to your Father. That makes prayer pretty exciting. That makes it pretty wonderful. But all you got to do is just remember, don't worry about anything, just pray about it. You know, some people say, well, that's pretty flippant. Well, it might flip the devil off. The world has their kind of a flip off. They declare their IQ with their middle finger. We declare ours with our mouth, raised unto the Lord in prayer. Until the devil is discouraged, in despair, whining, having pity parties. Look out, they're beginning to figure out how to become entwined. Look out. If they begin to see just how powerful they are, we may as well forfeit the game. Guess what? One day they will forfeit the game. For the Lord is coming back for a church without spot or blemish. When we sang, "How great thou art," when Christ shall come with a shout of acclamation and take me home. I'm telling you, folks, we can go home on a regular basis. Amen. Not our ultimate home, but when Christ comes, you're home. Amen. When He comes into your circumstances, you're home. Sometimes, you know, there's things we need to get home for our healing. We need to get home for our deliverance. We need to get home for our provision. And we need to know that Christ will come. That He will come into our situation. That He will come into our circumstances. That maybe, just maybe, the enemy has his hedge going. And God's hedge is stronger. But the enemy is resisting against it and wrapped around. But hey, he can't win. Amen. He can't win. Because in the same way that that hedge could not defeat me, no weapon formed against you can defeat you. Amen. I have proof. It's still laying there in the grass that hedge is a done turkey. The devil resisted, but he could not win. And while he resisted and could not win, God taught me a lesson with his stuff. Amen. And I think there's something biblical about that. That while the enemy thinks that he's coming in to do you damage like a flood, God raises up a standard against him and you see the way. Because he's the truth and he gives you life. He encouraged me. There were many times where I was going to leave it for another day. I got one section done. I said, I'll do the rest of it another time. But something in me just wanted to get one more. And it's like Lay's potato chips. You can't cut just one more. You got to keep going and keep going and keep going. And then you're down to the place where there's only about three of them stumps left. And I'm thinking, I'm really tired and I'm never going to get all these hauls. Who cares? Get them! Get them! Get them! And I got them. I tell you, I got them. And then I had those stumps sticking up that I couldn't get with my clippers. And I started to think I'm going to get those with my clippers. And I said, this is dumb. I can go home and get my saw. And I'll make short work of them. And when I went to saw them, and they didn't want to give up easily. Ah, the enemy doesn't always give up easily. But if you kick him, you can get him. And you keep going. And there it is. It's all laying there. And I'm tickled. A little carried away about a hedge, aren't I, Sue? But you know, it's true. I never thought about that part of it until now, that the fact that while the enemy is resisting, the Lord can use it to teach you to defeat him completely. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy seeing that hedge just there, this tall. Don't bother me anymore. It ain't going to get that tall as it was before again. I'm going to keep it down. I spot that critter when it tries to get big again. Oh no, you ain't coming up again. Can you see a spiritual picture in that? Can you see once you whipped him, don't let him go back up? Whoop on him. The Lord in you has empowered you to overcome. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Take him down. Let there be a roar in heaven. Let there be a quiver in hell. You get up in the morning, let there just be a shaking going on. I'm telling you, when I drive by, that hedge knows who won. In fact, I'm going to go over there today and just walk through the spoils. I'm just going to go. I'm sorry. I enjoy that way too much. I have this feeling that there will be times in the future when I will simply hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember the hedge. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Remember that hedge. It all works. Prayer. Prayer wraps us up in the presence of the Lord. Prayer takes down that hedge of nonsense that the enemy tries to attack you with, tries to choke you out with. There's a good hedge and there's a bad hedge. The devil hated the hedge that God had around Job. Hated it. Well, if he hated it, I want one like that around me. And I want that around you. I'll tell you, that as I was doing that, and as I was looking that, and as I was learning that, I was praying for you all. Because I thought, what a blessing it is to be hedged in with wonderful people. And if somebody gets cut off, they aren't falling down. And if they're just plain dead, they can't get out of the prayers of God's people. The Lord is greater. The Lord is greater. Never forget that. And always remember the hedge. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that you have hedged us in and you have given us the authority and the privilege of strengthening that hedge around others, of being aware of how protected we are by you, of being aware of how necessary it is to stay within the hedge where we are held up, where we are not easily distracted or attracted to be conformed to the world outside. Lord, we lift up missionaries, those who are out there on the front lines that have the enemy coming against them to try to defeat them. And Lord, we wrap a hedge around them that is tight tight with the body of Christ, that even though it may appear as they're on their own, they are not. That the enemy would see that they aren't on their own, but they are closely gathered in. And Lord, we lift up the military of the United States of America and our allies, Lord. We lift them up, and we pray, God, that they would be in this hedge, that the body of Christ, that even those that might appear to be dead, even those, Lord, that would try to rise up against them, that they would be so wrapped up that the evil would be choked out of them, Lord. So that we might not have things happen like what happened in our country, where one of our own military soldiers turned and murdered our own. Let that never happen again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it never happen again, Lord. And wherever there is sin doing much to abound, let there be much more grace hedged around it. May those who have little life suddenly be inspired to have great life. Father, may there be a roar in the body of Christ that causes the enemy to have to cause time out to regroup. And while he's regrouping, we'll come up with even a better play to defeat him. We thank you for this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.